Hey guys, you know what I'm saying? It's my time to shine. It's Flips Gigs, you know what I'm saying?
Anyways, I'm Emily.
I'm Esmeralda.
And I'm Angel.
Alright, so our theme is brotherhood. We chose that theme because Soda Pop and Derry helped out Pony Boy after he got jumped by the Soshes. And we thought that was really kind.
Ignore the sound in the back.
Okay, I can relate to that because I always get in calls with my brother and he says, if you need any help, call me for advice. I'm always here for you. And he says, if you're getting bullied at any point of time, call me. I'll have to go over there wherever I am to teach them a lesson.
I have a similar story to that because my big brother out of the random just told me and my sister, hey, if anyone is like mistreating you guys, then call me. And wherever I am, it doesn't matter where I am, I will go over there and to the rescue.
Well, I have a similar story to that. Like, my sister, like, one day she told me, if you ever get bullied, just call me so I can drag his, her, or her bum out of her or his house. And then beat him in the street.
Okay, that's enough, Felipe.
No one needs that.
Now we're going to do the
30-second recap!
Okay. So, Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready, set, go!
So this dude called, Pony Dude. I don't know. He was getting jumped by the Soshas.
Socials.
And basically they pulled out a knife on him and sadly he got rescued. No damage was done.
Wow, you finished 8 seconds early. That's nice. Okay. Aww. My turn. Alright, so Pony Boy got jumped by 5 kids.
Oh yeah, Pony Boy, that's the dude.
He got jumped by 5 dudes and they were like, oh my god, you need a haircut. And then they almost killed him and then Derry was like,
sadly they didn't.
No, don't kill him. And then Soda Pop was like, Derry, why are you being so mean? All right. I also finished 8 seconds early. Oh my god. Okay.
Angel, go. My 30-second recap. So there was this kid named Pony Boy walking down the street back from wherever he was.
Movies.
And he was walking back when a red Corvair put up behind them because they were following him, and they said they got out of the car, surrounded him, and said, "You need a haircut, greaser." They slammed them down to the ground, and each person sit down on him.
One,
you failed.
All
right, ready,
dang it.
Ready, set, go.
You are a disgrace.
Go. I already.
All right. So
24 seconds.
24. Pony Boy was walking down the street. Then he was walking down the street. And red Corvair pulled up on him. The socialists came out of the car.
10 seconds.
It was a red Corvair. They put gunshot out of the car.
Five
they pushed
seconds.
Him down to the ground. They pulled out a knife in him.
Three,
and then they said,
two,
you need haircut greaser.
One. You failed. All right.
You're a disgrace to everyone.
All right. So. So our quote was,
that's not bad, but like,
no, I was backing up away from that knife, which is a lovely quote, I'd say.
Yeah.
And in this point in the story, the Soshas taunted him by saying that he needed a haircut, and then they pulled a knife out on him. That's what was happening at the moment.
You know, I can relate, like, a story like that, you know. Not really, but, like, I just remember that, like, one day, okay, so I was just washing the dishes. I was, like, 8 years old, so, like, deal with it, okay? That was traumatizing at my age. Okay, so I was just washing the dishes. My sister and my cousin were talking. They came into the kitchen, and my sister was getting something from the refrigerator. I don't know what my cousin was doing. I just know that she pulled out a knife.
Continue.
Okay. And she started poking my back with it. Like, oh.
So that would show that she was defenseless, just like Pony Boy was when he was being also threatened by a knife.
I wasn't defenseless. Like, I was washing a knife too, so I could have easily turned around.
Okay, we're not. Okay, so now what this means figuratively.
So he was taking a step back and it can mean taking a step back literally or removing yourself from the situation. But when he stepped back, he bumped into another Sosh. This shows that removing yourself from a dire situation might bring up more situations that are even more severe for you to deal with.
Yes. Quick, Felipe, who do we applaud?
Oh, Soda Pop.
Because that was it. Soda Pop.
So much emotion.
Soda Pop.
Okay, I'm gonna show you how it's done. Okay, can we just have an applause for like Soda Pop? Cause like he stood up. I know, man.
Anyways, besides Esmeralda getting in trouble,
yeah.
We picked Soda Pop because he helped Pony Boy, and after Derry got on Pony Boy's back because he was like, "You should have brought a knife, or you should have called me." And then Soda was like, "No, yeah,
just no, yeah. No."
And okay, that's pretty much it. Felipe, would you like to do the outro?
What?
All right, that's our outro. Bye.
Hi, I'm Allie.
Hi, I'm Eric.
Hi, I'm Shamaya, and we're doing a podcast based on a book we're reading in class called The Outsiders. Our theme for our podcast is fear. We chose this as our theme because it goes along with the book we are currently reading, The Outsiders. We're going to discuss about chapter 1. In this chapter, it gives you full detail of what the book will be about. Pony Boy is a Grease, and those who are Greases are mistreated by the Socs. This is all because the Greases are poor while the Socs have more. In our everyday lives, if you look around, you may witness others being counted out based on how they are, financially, physically, or mentally, etc. Now, a 30-second recap of Chapter 1. While Pony Boy is out from school, he goes to the movie theater alone with nobody else. And then he walks out and he goes down the social street to take a shortcut home. But then the socials jump out of their car and they come and beat him up. And he falls down to the ground. And they ask him if he like a haircut with the knife. And he ends up having a cut on his head. And then all of a sudden they ran away because they heard the Greases coming, which is Pony Boy's gang that he hangs around with. And they come and save him. And then finally, he's back home with his brothers and friends. A sentence from chapter 1. Someone put his hand over my mouth, and I bit it as hard as I could, tasting the blood running through my teeth. Pony Boy was scared, so he bit his enemy's hand to defend himself. Because Pony Boy was scared, he did all that he was able to do at the moment to help him. Even though the toughest of situations, there are other ways to defend yourself when in distress.
A 30-second recap for me would be Pony Boy was going to the theaters, but he had no one to go with, so he went by himself. And when he got out, he was walking by himself also, and he saw a Corvair right behind him. He started pacing and all that. He started walking fast, and it was no use because they were going to catch him either way. Four Socs got out of the Corvair and jumped him. Once they heard the Greases coming, Dally, Soda Pop, Two-Bit, Johnny Cake, and all the others, they started running away, and they left Pony Boy alone. A sentence from chapter 1 would be, I got pretty scared, and I'm pretty small for 14, even though I have a good build, and those guys were bigger than me. Pony Boy was scared knowing that he was very small compared to the other guys who are bigger.
30-second recap. Pony Boy was leaving the movies. And then, when he started walking home, he saw a Corvair stop in front of him. And then four soldiers came out of there with a blade and started jumping him and asked him if he wanted a haircut. And then Pony Boy was yelling for help. And then, like, 5 minutes later, some more creatures come and try to save Pony Boy by the soldiers. And then when it was Derry that came and helped him, and then Derry took him home from there after getting jumped. And then when Derry started checking Pony Boy, he saw that he had a cut on his head. Then the shouts and the pounding of feet, and soldiers jumped up and left me lying there, gasping. When the sound of feet were heard, Pony Boy was left lying on the ground, for the soldiers have left him alone. When you are down, people can leave you behind. Don't walk alone in the social street.
So Pony Boy went to the movie theater by himself because he didn't have no one to go with. So when he was leaving the movie theater, he was walking home, but a Corvette pulled up in front of him. Then four people got out the car and started jumping him. Then they took out a blade and put it under his chin. And then he started yelling for help. And then little time later, Greasers, his gang comes and helps him. And the soldiers started running away. Then one of his gang members was checking around if he's all right, and he had a cut in his head. It occurred to me then that they could kill me. Pony Boy then figured that the ones around him had the ability to kill him, because be careful with bad people, someone may hurt you.
That's the end of our podcast. Thank you.
I'm Mata.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kira. We read chapter 2 of The Outsiders, and our theme was bravery.
My story all started when I was in second grade. One of my friends was getting bullied by a third grader, and I had to stop it before anything got serious.
My story about being brave was when I went to Mexico and tried crickets for the first time.
My story about being brave was when in fifth grade we were doing a play, and I had to be a part of it even though I had stage fright.
My story is about how I stick up for my friend. He was getting bullied by a sixth grader. Chapter two starts off when Pony Boy and the rest of the gang sneak into the drive-in theaters while the rest of the gang split up. Pony Boy, Daly, and Johnny go to sit where two sushi girls are sitting. Daly starts to pick on the two sushi girls before Johnny tells Daly to stop. Daly is shocked and decides to leave.
After that, the two social girls saw what Johnny did to make Daly stop and go away. They invited Pony Boy and Johnny to sit with them so they could protect them while Pony Boy and Johnny talk with the girls. Two-Bit sneaks up on them, scares the boys. Two-Bit joins the conversation, and Sherry invites Pony Boy to get popcorn and Coke with her.
While waiting in line, Sherry and Pony Boy start having a conversation, with Sherry asking if all greasers were like Daly. Johnny tells her no and starts telling Sherry about the time Johnny got jumped by five soshis. He tells her about the bad conditions they found Johnny in.
Pony Boy tells Sherry that even Daly was sick to his stomach after he saw Johnny. Pony Boy tells her ever since that day, Johnny walked around with a pocket knife, which is shocking because Johnny is shy and not the violent type. After Pony Boy tells Sherry this, she tells him that not all soshis are like that.
Now for our theme discussion.
My quote from chapter 2 is from Johnny, and he said, "Leave her alone, Danny, Dally," on page 24. My scene was when Johnny sat next to the girls to protect them.
My quote was from Johnny on page 24. He says, "You heard me. Leave her alone." My scene was when Johnny told Dally to leave them alone.
My quote was on page 24. Johnny could not say boo to a ghost. My scene was when Dally was shocked when Johnny talked back to him.
My quote was on page 25. Pony thought to himself, Johnny worshipped the ground Dally walked on, and I had never heard Johnny talk back to anyone. My scene was when Dally walked away.
We are now on Lex...
Lestio
Critica.
Our line was picked on page 29 and says, Johnny worshipped the ground Dally walked on, and I had never heard Johnny talk back to anyone. The literal meaning of this sentence is that Johnny stood up for girls and even went against his idol. In our text-to-text is piecing me together. In the story, Jade was brave for standing up for herself by ignoring the boys from Dairy Queen after their rude comments. I think it means you have to be brave even if you care about something a lot and if it seems scary. I think I can apply this to society by sticking up for other people.
Podcast conclusion.
I applauded Pony Boy because he stood by Johnny's side while Johnny was sticking up for the girls.
I applaud Dally for walking away and having self-control instead of starting a fight.
I applaud 2Bit because he made easy conversations and toned down the mood.
I applaud Johnny because he defended those girls from Dally even though he practically worshipped the ground that he walked on.
The end.
Hi, my name is John Trey King, and I'm working with my partners here. We will be talking about Chapter 3 of The Outsiders. Cherry and Marsha didn't have a ride home, so they agreed to let 2Bit give them a ride to the west side of town, which is about 20 miles away. As they walk to 2Bit's house, Pony sees that the girls are getting over thinking of them as just as greasers. They are basically the same. I will pass it on to my partner, Leslie.
My name is Leslie, and today I'm going to talk about The Outsiders, Chapter 3. In the part of the story, there's a part where after Pony Boy tells Cherry about Soda Pop's old horse, Mickey Mouse, the two of them move on to discuss the differences they perceive between socials and greasers. During this discussion, Pony Boy and Cherry find they have a surprising amount in common. For instance, they both like reading and watching sunsets. So there's basically no difference between socials and greasers. It's just the money and the sophistication between them. Pony Boy voices his frustration that the greasers have trouble luck while socials lead comfortable lives and jump the greasers out of sheer boredom. Cherry retorts at the social situations and not as simple as Pony Boy thinks. Now I'm passing it to Kevin Castillo.
Hello, my name is Kevin. Today I'm going to talk about Chapter 3 of The Outsiders. A blue Mustang cruises by the group. The Mustang belongs to Bob and Randy, Cherry's and Marcy's boyfriends. The Mustang pulls out beside the group. Then Randy and Bob get out. Pony Boy noticed that Bob wears three heavy rings on his hand. The greasers and socks nearly get into a fight, but the girls agree to leave with their boyfriends to prevent violence. Before leaving, Cherry tells Pony Boy that she hopes she won't see Dally again, because she thinks she could fall in love with him. I'm going to pass it to
Hello, my name is Miguel Perez, and I'm here at Cedars going to record a podcast with my group. And I will be talking about The Outsiders, chapter three. All right. Pony Boy walks home and finds Derry furious with him for staying out so late in the argument. Derry slaps Pony Boy. No one in Pony Boy's family has ever slapped him before, and Pony Boy storms out the house in rage. He feels sure now that Derry does not want him around. It's after 2 o'clock in the morning. Pony Boy finds Johnny in the lot where the greasers hang out and tells him that they are running away. Johnny, who lives with his abusive alcoholic father, agrees to run away without question. The boys decide to walk through the park and determine whether they really want to run away.
The Outsiders, Chapter 4, pages 53 to 67 by S. E. Hinton. Fear is the theme for this chapter. Because of that, Johnny Boy has stabbed this guy named Bob many times until he died. And he didn't know what to do. He was almost scared for his life because they were drowning Pony Boy. And so that's chapter 4. And I'm here with Rylan, Angel B, Jennifer C, and myself, Jesse.
Hi, I'm Rylan, and I remember a story in my life about fear. And it's when I came out to my mom. She hadn't shown openness to sexuality, and so I didn't know how she would react. I was completely and utterly terrified. I felt as though my heart had dropped into my stomach, then went back up into my throat over and over and over, and I just didn't know what to do. And here's my summary of the chapter. So essentially what happened was Pony Boy and Johnny were in a park, and then five Soshes jumped them. And so a Sosh named David tried drowning Pony Boy, but then Johnny stabbed another Sosh named Bob. And Pony Boy and Johnny were freaked out because a man was dead. And so they finally pulled themselves together and went to Dally's house, and he gave them a gun, cash, clothes, and a place to hide. And so when they got to that place, they just fell asleep.
And this is me, Jesse's 30-second summary. So like Rylan was saying, they were scared and they didn't know what to do. And so what my part was is that they went to the park. Johnny Boy and Pony Boy were seeing that a blue Mustang was circling around the park looking at them. And as they seen it, they remember that it was the Mustang that they had seen when they had dropped off Cherry and her friend. And so they seen that and they were scared. And then five soldiers just popped out and started drowning Pony Boy. Johnny was scared, freaked out. He didn't know what to do. So he pulled out a knife and stabbed another dude named Bob that was also a Sosh. And so they went to Dally's house and they asked him for advice on what to do. And he gave him a place to stay. He gave him a gun. And then when they got to that place, they fell straight asleep. They were tired.
And this is my summary. Pretty much, Johnny and Pony Boy got jumped by five soldiers while they were in the park. Pony Boy was being drowned, but then Johnny stabbed someone, making the five soldiers run away. They were really scared, so they went to Dallas Winston's house. They got supplies, and then they went to the church that was pretty much really far away. Once they got to the church, they fell asleep.
I'm Angel B, and this is my summary of chapter 4. So in chapter 4, Pony Boy and Johnny were walking to the park when they see a blue Mustang circling around them. And after five soldiers jump out and start jumping Johnny and Pony Boy, one a soch named David starts drowning Pony Boy, and the other soch called Bob is beating up Johnny. And Johnny gets really scared and stabs Bob constantly and a lot of times until he bleeds to death. So after all these soldiers leave and run away, they are trying to figure out what to do because they are really very scared because he had killed somebody. And after they decide to go to Dally's house, and Dally provides a gun, money, and clothes, and a place to go. After they go to a church, which Dally recommended to them, that was pretty far away. So that was my summary of chapter 4.
A sentence I saw in this chapter that sort of stuck out to me and related to the theme was, we gotta get out of here, get somewhere, run away. The police will be here soon. And that was said by Pony Boy because he was scared. And so he was scared. He was terrified. He didn't know what was gonna happen to him and Pony, or John.
I'm scared. And we don't know what to do, is what Pointy Boy told Johnny. So this stuck out to me because they were scared. They had no idea what to do. And so he just blamed on it and Satan did it. And so that's my line. That's a line that stuck out to me.
A line that stuck out to me was, they were scared to death and they didn't want to show it because they knew they were about to get jumped, so they didn't want to show it.
My line, I'm drowning. I thought they've gone too far. Well, they were really scared, and
Pony Boy
was scared that he was about to drop, that he was about to die.
And for the conclusion, we want to applaud Dallas Winston because he had chances are that he had been through that situation before. And so he understood what Johnny and Pony Boy were going through, and he didn't want them to go through that. So he helped them and he gave them advice and supplies, and his skills came into use and he did something good. And so, yeah, I think that Dallas Winston was the MVP of the chapter. And thank you for listening, everyone. Have a nice day.
My name is Geraldine, and we're doing The Outsiders Chapter 4.
My name is Brayden.
My name is Alexandra.
My name is Osvaldo.
30 seconds, we go.
In Chapter 4, the guys came in the Mustang, and they drowned Pony Boy, and Johnny saved his life.
My 30-second recap is that 5 soches in a blue Mustang came to where Pony Boy and Johnny Cake were. They were mad at Pony Boy and Johnny Cake for walking Cherry and Marsha home from the movie theater. So they said something offensive to Pony Boy and Johnny Cake, like that soches are, I mean, that greasers are just white people with long hair. And then he got mad and said that soches are just rich people with Mustangs and rays, and he got mad. He didn't know what to say, so he spit on them, and, like, they drowned Pony Boy, and, like, Johnny stabbed the one that was drowning Pony Boy, Bob, and, like, they ran away with $50 that Derry gave them and a gun, and they got on a train and, like, left.
There was a blue Mustang with 5 soches who jumped Johnny and Pony Boy. They were drowning Pony Boy, but then Johnny saved his life by stabbing one of them, and then they ran away with $50 and a gun.
My 30-second recap is that five socials were in the Blue Mustang, and they were mad because Ponyboy and Johnny Cake were walking Sherry and the other girl, I forgot her name, and Bob was drowning Ponyboy, and Johnny had a switchblade and killed him. And yeah.
Okay, theme discussion. These are our quotes. You really killed him, huh, Johnny?
Calm down, Pony Boy. Get a hold of yourself.
I don't want to wake you up until I have to.
I had to. They were drowning you, Pony. They might have killed you, and they had a blade. They were gonna beat me up. Questions. The next thing I knew, I was lying on the pavement beside the fountain, coughing water and gasping.
So, like, what this means is, like, he was drowning. Like, they drowned him. So, like, they, when Johnny, like, stabbed Bob, like, he just started off coughing the water.
Just do the text-to-text connect. Oh.
Oh, and Harry Potter, when Draco Malfoy is bullying Harry Potter, like, kind of the same thing happened. But they didn't kill him. They didn't kill Malfoy. What this means to me, like, that, like, if you have a good friend by your side, like, you could probably get away with killing someone. No, I'm just kidding.
But, like, I mean, that's true.
Like, but at least Pony Boy didn't, like, rat Johnny Cake out and, like, to the cops and, like, no, like, I'm going to be considered a criminal if I go with you. Like, he just, like, stayed with him.
Yeah, that's what best friends do.
Yeah.
I learned from the statement that you help your friends when they're in trouble.
Conclusions. Okay, our character of the day or of the week is Johnny. And Ponyboy.
It's only one.
I don't care.
Okay. Why? Because, like, I thought in this, like, chapter, like, they, it actually, like, shows, like, them being friends. Like, because, like, they said that they don't really hang out with the older boys as much because they don't have much in common. And he said that Pony didn't know that Johnny, like, could talk, like, and, like, be like that after the socials beat him up and put him in, like, his own little bubble. So, like, I think, like, that they really embraced themselves this time and, like, showed the true colors and, like, were okay with being, okay. Did you like that? Like, yeah. Pony and, yeah.
My character of the week is Pony Boy. Because he, running away could have saved him and Johnny.
My character is Johnny Boy because he saved Pony Boy's life from Johnny.
Yeah, true. Let's
go. I choose Pony Boy and Johnny Cake because they die together, they ride together, you know what I mean?
Funny.